So it's like frantic sort of movement of the water, and he pulls his hand out, and there's a huge catfish which is latched onto the end of his five fingers.
It's got my finger.
But they've got, you know, a vice-like grip.
Ow, 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 ow.
So, you know, have to sort of kill it before you can get it off your hand.
That must be £20 of fish.
And look, all of that is great just to eat raw. I've sort of become used to eating raw food, but it's definitely an acquired taste.
Doesn't think about it, he doesn't hesitate.
That is gonna be delicious.
I think he just literally switches his brain off and just does the job, you know.
I have eaten some of the stuff that Bear has eaten, but there's also a lot of stuff that I haven't eaten that Bear has eaten because I don't want to eat it, because it's horrendous.
In China, I'd killed and eaten most of a frog, but I thought I'd save a little bit still for the crew.
OK, I'm done with the frog. Danny, over to you for the rest of that.
Right, eight, you know my policy, right? If he kills it, we all share it, all right?
Danny did eat some frog's legs in China, and he loves it.
The frog's legs, yeah, they tasted a little bit like chicken. Not that I often eat uncooked chicken, but they tasted a little bit like chicken.
OK, it's not great, but, you know, worst things to eat.
Definitely needs more garlic.